Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Giroux Bros Martial Arts finds success at UFAF Training Conference and World Championships, by Clara Boris. Giroux Bros Martial Arts recently returned from Las Vegas, where they competed in the UFAF International Training Conference and World Championships Tournament. Giroux Bros practices karate in the Chuck Norris system, which is part of the United Fighting Arts Federation, or UFAF, the organization that hosts the event. The tournament is a yearly time for everyone to come together and participate in competitions, seminars, events, and a gala dinner. Danny Sommer, owner of the Giroux Bros Newtonville Dojo or Martial Arts Training Studio, said martial arts has evolved from a hobby to a community of people he enjoys being around. As a result, his dojo found success through the pairing of hard work and community. Martial arts has always been the only activity I do. I started when I was 4. I wanted to be a Ninja Turtle. And it's evolved from an activity that I do after school to becoming a community now at the karate school, he said. We'll just use the place as a place to hang. We're all nerds, so occasionally we play card games, Magic the Gathering together, or get together in Las Vegas to play little camp games where we're sitting around each other and just socializing with one another while enjoying each other's time. Erica Neufeld said her daughter Emma began karate with Giroux Bros Martial Arts at age 9 and has progressed to a black belt. Now 13, she has switched from taking one class a week to taking several in addition to teaching younger kids. Neufeld said Emma enjoys the studio because of its welcoming environment. It's very come as you are, train hard, work hard, but also have a good time. I think it teaches the kids a lot of focus and discipline, she said. I think that's really important for kids. They're getting both messages that you can accomplish a lot if you work really hard, but you should also enjoy what you're doing and have a good time. Jonah Samuels, the head instructor at the Giroux Bros Newton location and Norris Cup demo team captain, said being in charge is time-consuming, but fun and passion-filled work. My ultimate goal as the demo team captain is to produce capable, skilled, and confident martial artists who can perform and compete at the highest level, he said. The process starts with the team, knowing my students and their capabilities, and teaching them choreography that they can confidently execute in front of large crowds. Aside from choreography, many of our practices involve teaching students new skills ranging from tricks like jump kicks and flips to weapons such as sword and staff. Sommer said preparation for the tournament begins between February and April each year, depending on who is attending and competing in the tournament. For my own performances, of course, I have the space to myself, he said. I can work on my own forms whenever I need to. The dojo has also begun hosting mock tournaments so that students can learn how to introduce themselves to judges and feel prepared for the competition in Las Vegas. However, the dojo also brings a demo team, which is a group of people that perform a choreographed routine to music. Because it involves several people, preparation begins earlier. Samuels said preparation occurs both in and outside the dojo. As the demo team captain, I picked out music that I felt spoke to me and crafted choreography around this vision to create a performance that was truly fun to be a part of. In the dojo, it came down to repetition, reps, doing it a couple more times, and just one or two more runs, he said. Samuels said the competition in Las Vegas is electric. Friends who haven't seen each other in years reconnect, while rivals face off across the ring. Everybody shares a passion and experience training in karate and worked hard to improve and show off. Tension and nerves run high, but we train to leave it all on the mat and be proud of what we do, he said. Giroux Bros had individual and program successes at the tournament this year. Among the achievements, Sommer won the Kata Challenge Championship, in addition to second place in traditional kata, third place in weapons kata, and third place in fighting. Emma Neufeld won first place in traditional kata and second place in sparring. Samuels led the demo team to victory in the Norris Cup Championship. The program was also awarded the UFAF's bronze level outstanding membership, declaring Giroux Bros to be the third largest school in the organization, a credit to the community that the dojo has cultivated. Clara Boris is a Fig City News summer intern, a rising senior at Newton South High School, and a sports editor for the NSHS Lions Roar. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.